everyone. Welcome back to Relax with Animal Facts. I am Steph Wolf, and today I am going to be learning with you about our furry, scaly, or possibly even slimy friends. And in today's case, it is definitely going to be a furry friend of ours, because we are covering the oh-so-wonderful moose. This is a very special listener episode dedicated to King Louis, who wrote in via Instagram some time ago. Thank you, King Louis, for the suggestion. This podcast episode wouldn't be possible without your suggestion, and this podcast would not be possible without each and every one of you out there listening. So this has been a very busy week and couple weeks for me, because now I'm finishing up my schooling. There's exams, there's papers, there's all those sorts of things. So everything kind of came in at once. But tomorrow, I am recording this on a Sunday. Tomorrow is my exams, and then I will be a free man to work and to record wonderful podcasts with you guys so that we can enjoy and relax together. So I thank all of you during this busy and hectic time of my life that you guys have been so understanding and are willing to come and keep me company each episode. Anyways, if you want to learn about a certain animal on the podcast, please send an email to relaxwithanimalfacts@gmail.com. You can also alternatively send a message to relaxwithanimalfacts. That's the Instagram page. But as of recording right now, I still don't have access to that Instagram account. Long story short, my phone broke, and along with it, everything that I needed to get in to my account. So if you are not getting responses on messages, just know that I don't even have access to that account right now, and Instagram support is not the fastest thing in the world. But hopefully, I will be back on as soon as I can. Let's move to the review portion of the show, where I read a review from one of you guys out there. Here we have Big Mommy Karen writing in from the United States through Apple Podcasts. And Big Mommy Karen writes, "Hey, hey, I am very new here, and I have some animals I would love to see," and that's with a lot of E's, maybe 10 or 11 E's. "I would love to see one white tree frog, they are so cute, two hermit crabs, I have some of them and they are so cute." I guess there's no number three, because Big Mommy Karen writes, "I don't have many more, but I hope you see this and do some of them," with a nice smiley face at the end. Thank you for that kind review and for those suggestions. White tree frogs and hermit crabs sound like a lot of fun to cover on the podcast and to maybe own as pets. If you really enjoy the show and it helps you sleep or relax, I really encourage you to leave a review. It is above and beyond. Your listenership is more than enough. But if you want to leave a review to help more people find the show, that is great too. But just know that tuning in with me every week to learn about animals and keep me company, and in today's case, to learn about the big old moose. That is more than I can ever ask for, and I am so grateful that you're with me here now. Just before we go into the show, I'm just going to say where I got my facts from, because it is not all coming from my brain, but rather from onekindplanet.org and facts.net. So if you want to learn more about the moose, and I'm sure other animals, I encourage you to visit those resources. I will put them in the show notes for you guys for easy access. So now let's go to the portion of the show that I know you are waiting for. So I want all of you to scan through your body and see where you're carrying some tension. Is it in the neck? Is it in the head? The arms? The legs? It really is different between everybody. For me, it is definitely in the neck. All the reviewing and studying and exam preparation has got me all sort of stressed up at the head and the neck and the shoulders. So I'm going to do my best, and you do your best with me in trying to relax those parts of your body that are tense as we go into this immersive experience with me, Steph Wolf, into the forests where the moose resides. So first of all, many of you know that I am from Canada, and the moose is one animal which I can certainly sort of relate to. We cover so many times animals like kangaroos or wombats or koalas, these beautiful creatures that don't really reside in the part of the world where I am. But one thing that we do have, certainly, is moose. So the adult moose can grow between 2.4 to 3.2 meters. And adding on to that, a male's antlers can grow to be up to 6 feet long. So a moose is way bigger than what you would generally think. I remember the first time that I saw a moose just on a video camera, and I thought that something was off. I thought that the proportions were photoshopped or edited in some way, but moose truly are gigantic animals, and ones that you generally would not want to run into face to face. The moose is the biggest and heaviest extant species in the deer family. Now, the word extant or extant, some people like to say, but I'll say extant, that is just a fancy word for meaning that they are still in existence, as opposed to those animals which no longer are with us, which are referred to as extinct species. So, wonderfully enough, we still have the moose to look at and wonder, and let's hope it stays that way. So, not only can they grow between 2.4 to 3.2 meters with an extra 6 feet for males with their antlers, but they can run up to 35 kilometers per hour. That's about 22 miles an hour, which, when you factor in the size, is something that can make you tremble. They can also swim up to 10 miles non-stop. So these animals truly are a powerhouse. In terms of their longevity or their life expectancy, they will live between 15 to 25 years of age. That is in the wild. I don't know if people can keep moose in captivity because they probably don't have houses big enough. That is, of course, a joke. I'm sure that some people keep moose. I don't know entirely. They might even be a protected species, but please let me know by sending me an email or an Instagram message if you, perchance, have kept a moose before in your past. The moose's scientific name is Alcus alcus, which is a wonderful little name that doesn't have too many letters in it. Many a time, the scientific names that I am forced to read on this show make me look like a dummy. But this one, maybe I pronounced right, and I like that it is the same on both words. A moose has a big, long, and bulbous nose and a bell beneath its throat. So when you see a moose, you will know that it is a moose looking at you. Now, I personally have a pretty big and long nose. I am happy that I don't have a bulbous nose, or maybe I do. I don't know. Maybe those around me just haven't had the courage to tell me yet, but the moose and I maybe share something a bit in common. But I love that they describe the moose's nose as being this sort of bulbous and very identifying thing on their face. Moose normally inhabit boreal forests, as well as temperate, broadleaf, and mixed forests. So these guys love their greenery. They love to be around trees and in those kinds of areas, which is a good spot to pick. And in general, the male moose's antlers have distinctive, broad, and open hand shapes. So the shapes of their antlers can differ as well. For those of you that are in the United States, the moose is the state animal of Alaska. And I can really see why that is. We talked about the height of the moose, but what about its weight? It can weigh up to 360 kilograms. That is just over 790 pounds, which is about the weight of a motorcycle. And meanwhile, bulls, which the male moose can be called, will weigh up to 700 kilograms. That is about 1,540 pounds, 1,540 pounds. That is not a weight to scoff at, and you can imagine, or try at least, to imagine 1,400 pounds of moose running 35 kilometers or 22 miles an hour in the forest. That is very impressive. So if you want to distinguish a male and a female moose, you can do so simply by looking for antlers, because female moose do not grow antlers. The moose are a species which anybody, including the layman, can sort of identify and don't need to put on some kind of researcher or biologist goggles to find out if it is male or female. Just look for the 6 foot tall antlers. The moose's diet is made up of both terrestrial and aquatic vegetation. This, I can say, is something that I am abundantly grateful for, because these guys, standing as tall as they do, weighing as much as they do, and running as fast as they do, if they were carnivores, I would say it is time to sort of pack up and get out of Canada, but they enjoy the more vegetarian diet, which is great. Or in terms of animal diets, it is a herbivorous or a herbivore diet. The global moose population is estimated to be over 2 million, with the largest population being found in Canada. They are found in northern regions of the United States as well, all the way from Maine to Washington, of course, as we know, throughout Canada and into Alaska, which represent the moose as their state animal. Due to their large size and insulating fur, moose are limited to cold climates. Forested areas with streams and ponds are going to be ideal for moose habitats. And you might be wondering why they have such impressive antlers in the first place. Well, I would say, for one, that they just simply look majestic, but I'm sure that's not the primary reason. They will use their antlers or their hooves to defend themselves from predators like bears and wolves. So I can see how it would help greatly against predators to have a 6-foot long piece of bone-like and sharp-like antlers to use as a defense. The much smaller calves are going to be easier for predators to sort of go for, and many of them, unfortunately, will fall victim to predation before reaching their first birthday. And let us not forget that this is nature that we are talking about. Yes, it is beautiful. It is breathtaking. It is all of those things. But it is the wild. This is the place where animals fight for survival. It is not a birthday party every day in the wild, and many a time some of these things that we may perceive as being fairly brutal and not so nice, that is just how it is in the animal kingdom, and it can also play a role in how you see the beauty of nature when you take it in that context. So the young calves will stay with their mothers for a year before venturing off to live a solitary lifestyle. Moose typically do not want to hang around each other all that much, and will even have a competition between males when they do get together. Moose can live more than 20 years in the wild, as we learned, but many will begin to suffer the symptoms of old age before then. So a more typical lifespan will be that 10 to 12 year range. So they have a sort of tendency to get old pretty early on in their life. And now let's move on to the final fact of the episode, which is the word moose. Where does the name moose come from? Well, here it is written that the name moose is believed to originate from mus and moose, which mean eater of twigs, or he who strips of the bark. In the Algonquin North American Indian family of languages, the name is apt given that moose are browsers rather than grazers. So I see how that translation is very, very good when it comes to identifying the moose and its eating habits. I have to say that I am so happy that we finally got to cover one of the Canadian sort of animals. I know that they are found in the United States, as we learned earlier, But let's all be honest, when we think about moose, we think about Canada. And if you think I was joking about the size of moose, please do yourselves a favor whenever you're done resting and relaxing and search up videos of them compared to cars and humans. They are not something that you necessarily would want to walk right into. So this might have been a sort of shorter kind of episode. I'm not entirely sure until I stop recording, but now that we are at the end of this really busy season in my life personally, I can now dedicate more time to putting out good content for you guys and enjoying your company. Make sure to follow the YouTube channel Relax with Animal Facts, because there we are going to be having more episodes and those of extinct animals as well. So a big thank you to all of you listening out there. Thank you to those of you who support the show via Patreon or in other means. Your charitable giving is not something that goes unappreciated or unnoticed. Please send me messages, send me emails. As of recording of this episode, as I said in the beginning, I don't have access to the Instagram account, thus I can't respond just yet, but hopefully that will be resolved soon. So I hope all of you have enjoyed this episode as much as I have, and I hope to see you on the next podcast episode with the next animal. Take care.